Reconnecting faith to the marketplace. Community problems can only be truly solved by adding faith. Now local leaders come together to solve tough problems while advancing the kingdom on Good News Talk.
Living down, there's a lot of us been pushed around. Red, yellow, black, white, and brown, with a tear on their own. Oh, can't you see why you're picking on society? That the leaves on your family tree are calling you to come home. You're the keeper of the castle. Be a father to your children. The providers of all their daily needs. Like a sovereign Lord protector, be their destiny director. And they'll do well to follow where you lead.
Now, here's your host, Mike Hennessy.
And good day. This is Mike Hennessy. Welcome to Good News Talk, where we're reconnecting faith to the marketplace. Solving the chronic cultural problems we face requires mind, body, and spirit, or faith. The world tries to solve problems without faith, and they're only treating the symptoms, never addressing the root causes. And today we're connecting faith to patriotic movies, supernatural tent meetings, and some other things as well. So in studio with me is my friend Pastor Paul Doyle. He's the senior pastor of Cornerstone Church in Batavia. And for the next couple months, you've got a lot of major league events happening with national personalities at your church through the month of May and June. So just let's begin, Pastor Paul. You've been on the show before, but just tell our audience, you know, a little bit about Pastor Paul before we get started. What should our listeners know about you that wasn't in your intro?
Well, I love the Lord, I love my wife, and I love this nation. That's probably the biggest things that drive me. And sometimes those passions I have get me in trouble because I'm told that I talk about things on the pulpit that a pastor doesn't need to be talking about, and that they'll call it politics, but I really call it morality, and
amen.
And which I believe that this nation was founded on godly principles. The more you delve into it, it's astonishing the amount of scripture, biblical truths that our forefathers used. As a matter of fact, they surrounded themselves with ministers. You know, almost half of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were clergy, because they knew they had the backbone, but they wanted clergy to keep them on the straight and narrow. And,
well, they were here fighting religious persecution from their government.
Yeah.
Right? So their whole umbrella of how we're going to create this country is how do we preserve our independence of religion and Christianity and govern and find the right balance in governing with a providential creator that is responsible for everything we have.
Yeah. Well, I think being a pastor, to me, one of the foremost jobs, responsibilities, is to keep Scripture in the forefront, to bathe ourselves, to know it, because I think it keeps us out of trouble. It keeps us on course.
Yeah.
And so I believe we're to know it. You know, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to set prisoners free, to bring freedom. I think a lot of this is a difference between tyranny and freedom. And, you know, if I mention Trump from the pulpit, I get in trouble.
Yeah.
But yet, I believe he's literally fighting for freedoms, God-given and nation-given freedoms. And I'm just wondering, if you go back to our forefather time, would anybody have a problem if somebody mentioned Washington from the pulpit?
Right.
You know, while he was out there fighting for freedoms, were ministers, was it off limits for a minister or a church to talk about somebody in the political realm that was fighting for their freedoms? Probably not. So what's the difference today?
It's I think it has to do with the media that hates him, because it also, you know, half the Republicans hate him because he's disrupting, he's stirring up the pot in the swamp, and all the old school old boys network that was the whole Republican Party is being disrupted by Trump, who doesn't take a salary. He just comes in and tries to run it like a business, mm-hmm. and just goes after policies without playing the dog and pony show.
Yeah.
So everybody's against him,
yeah.
And especially the media.
Yeah.
And I always say it this way: I love what he does and hate how he does it. I wish he would do it a little bit more with a little bit more diplomacy. But listen, he's a developer from Brooklyn. The guy's from Queens. The guy's not going to change how he does things.
If people would read about Benjamin Franklin's personality, John Adams' personality. They make Trump look like Mother Teresa with their language. They were tough. They had a backbone, and because they knew what they were up against. And so the abrasiveness does not bother me at all. As a matter of fact, I think sometimes we get a little too sensitive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we're going to go through this list of events you've got coming up. The way I laid it out, we talk about that first, and my plan to go into more politics in the second segment.
Yeah.
So, but I am going to switch gears with a Mario quote that I quoted to you when you first came in,
mm-hmm.
and we had Mario on for the show a couple years ago before he came to your church. And I asked him, you know, Mario, how is it that so many pastors across the country are just unwilling to talk about politics? And he said, I'll never forget it. He said, it's a really good question, Mike, because there used to be a line between politics and immorality. Mm-hmm. And today that line doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So if you're not bringing in politics into your pulpit, then there's a lot of immorality that you're not speaking against either.
Right.
And at some point you're not being an effective shepherd.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, the people that come to my church, they want to know about today, about today's reality. How do they handle it? What do they tell their children? And unfortunately, we call a lot of things politics that really are not politics. They're either moral or not moral.
Right.
You know, one would be where I've got parents that are dealing with transgenderism.
Yeah.
Is that a political issue?
Is it a political issue when the school wants to give your kids wants to give your girl testosterone hormones without your permission? Is that politics?
Yeah.
Or is that immorality?
Right. And it's insanity that we even have to talk about what is, you know, are we allowed to talk about it or not? I mean what have we come to?
And the last we fell on a spiral dive into a bottomless pit faster in the last 3 years than in any period you can think of.
Yeah.
You know, you'd probably have to go back to the crash of the 20s to find a loss of morality that happened quicker than what we just went through in the last 4 years.
Well, a couple of things. In the end, God wins.
Yep, that's
you know,
right.
He's going to win. You know? And you just kind of have to decide. You have to decide what side you're on. And really, I think everything is game is allowable when you bring Scripture to it. When you open up the Bible, there's not one issue of the human race within the world that Scripture cannot address.
Right.
Including the political realm, including the religious realm, including the financial realm, the business realm, you name it. Scripture applies to anything. So why would any topic be off limits?
But I think when dark and light is so, the contrast is so pure right now, you have to pick a side. And a lot of the church thinks that they're better off. They're more godly or more spiritual by not picking a side.
Yeah.
And God expects you to pick the side of righteousness.
Yeah.
And if you can vote for somebody that's going to go vote for abortions after 9 months, if you can go vote for somebody that's going to fight to take away the parental rights to decide which sex your child's going to be when he turns 13, and if you're going to vote for a candidate that's going to wipe away all law and order, in your community, then you better pick a side.
Yeah.
You better be thinking about which side you're on.
Yeah. I think it was John Hancock that said something that was interesting. He said, the reason why people don't like to talk about politics, because politics reveals what's in the heart of a man. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that has to come out. Yeah. And it, we're in a day right now where, like, everything's controversial, no matter what you bring up.
Yeah, and everybody's offended.
Like, doesn't matter what you bring up, you know.
Right. You're not going to save anybody from being offended.
Right.
So you might as well pick a side and stick to it. Pick the godly side of life and stick to it. And it's going to take, I got news for you, folks, you're going to have to muster up a little courage.
Yeah.
It's not you can't go through life without courage anymore. You have to if you're going to, especially if you're going to pick the side of righteousness, you know, you're going to have to muster up some courage.
Yep.
But I got news for you. When you muster up courage to stand and speak for God's righteousness, now you've got Him backing you up.
Yeah.
And if you're out there trying to play the middle, you know, that's, well, I got news for you. He's got a parable for that.
Yeah.
You know, which, if the water's lukewarm, He's going to spit it out.
Right.
So it's time to pick a side.
We have several events coming up. Just this Monday, it's our monthly Revival Fire Network meeting, and we're going to be showing the movie. They asked us to show it, A Letter to the American Church, based on the book by Eric Metaxas.
Yes.
We've got a good crowd coming for that. That is a free event. You just have to register online for that. And then, of course, we have Mario Murillo.
Hold on, I want to go into that a little bit. That's this Monday, April 29th.
Yes.
At 5:30. Now, there's a dinner with that too. Can you still have people sign up for dinner if they go register?
Yes.
So you can still go get dinner at 5:30.
Right.
Then there's going to be worship and testimonies, and then they're going to show the film at 6:30. And this movie is really Eric Metaxas takes the church on task to basically say that we're in a very precarious position as the church right now.
That's right.
The same position we're in right now is the same position that the German church was in when the Nazis were coming into power and planning the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And so much of the church was undecided or unengaged or didn't want to pick a side,
right,
that their indifference actually allowed the Holocaust to happen. And we're right there. As the church right now is how this is saying, with everything, the culture going, all the wheels falling off, with transgender issues, with the lawlessness that's going on in the country, and several other topics. The church is in a place where we have to take a stand in something.
Right. At the time of this recording, it's Friday the 26th, April 26th. Just yesterday, if you follow the news, Eric Metaxas was there at Columbia University with Sean Foyk. And as an anecdote to the protests on that campus, and thousands, he thought there'd be a few hundred there. But there's Eric Metaxas, and actually he was holding a sign of Bonhoeffer, his book Bonhoeffer, which he wrote. His family experienced the Nazi regime in Nazi Germany, and Bonhoeffer talked about the silence of the church and the fact that they wanted to stay neutral. I think, as Bridget Gabriel so eloquently put it, the silent majority is irrelevant at these times. Yeah. And so being silent puts you into a state of irrelevancy. And so you can't be silent at this time.
Well, I can't remember what Jewish leader, maybe it was Bella Abzug, it may have been someone else, but it was said that the most dangerous emotion or position of man is not anger, or hatred. It's indifference. Indifference is the most dangerous emotion or position a man can take.
Yeah, I think one of the things is I don't think it's gotten bad enough for people. I think it has for some, but I think what I fear is it kind of, like you said, the contrast is incredible.
Stark.
It's stark. And I think in some ways that's good, because what it's doing is it's exposing things. Right. Things are being exposed. It's like this isn't a secret
anymore.
That's
what God does, doesn't he? When there's sin in the camp, he's going to expose
it. He'll shed light on it. and darkness starts to squirm, and they come. And so,
and I'm reading Revelations again right now, and it's the closeness of the things that we're seeing now are absolutely small types and shadows of everything you're going to see in the tribulation, whether it's famine, whether it's pestilence, whether it's fires and floods and earthquakes and signs in the sky. And it's amazing. God's saying, look, it's coming.
He wasn't joking.
Here's a little taste of everything that I have said for millennia is going to happen in the end times. And I'm showing you a little piece of it right now.
Right, that's right.
So look to me. Is all he's trying to do is get more people to look to him before the blank hits the fan.
So this movie that's being shown, typically we live stream our RFN events, which this will be live streamed, except for the movie. Once the movie starts, we have to black it out. But then we're going to get back online because we're going to have a question and answer period. So if they want to see the movie, they got to come in person. Or there will be a link on how they can buy the movie, purchase it. But they're allowing us to show it for free because we're a network. We will probably take up an offering and send those offering dollars to that camp.
And again, this is Monday. This Monday. Following this weekend show, where you're listening to the show on Saturday or Sunday, Monday, 4:29 at 5:30. You can sign up and go have dinner. Of course, I guess you can probably sign up and show up at 6 and not have dinner.
Right, if you don't want.
But that's where worship starts. And then 6:30, they're showing the film. It's Eric Metaxas' letter to the American church. And I tell you, he's making the case that the church is in danger of facilitating the second Holocaust. Yeah. And it's actually happening on the campuses right now.
Yes.
And the reasons, I believe, we're seeing culture come off the rails right now is because of the vacuum that's been created by the retreating church. Right? If the church has been retreating from culture and secluding itself from culture over the last 30 years, which I believe it has, you know, I've said this a lot on this show. It's Matthew 26. When a spirit leaves a thing and it's not replaced with a righteous spirit, what happens?
Right.
Seven worse than the first come in. And that's what's happened as the church has retreated from the culture. The enemy has just taken over all this. And Lance Wallno, who's also going to be in here, tent meetings in June, talks all about the seven mountains of influence.
Right.
And we've retreated from arts and entertainment. We've retreated from politics. We've retreated from, in a lot of respects, business. We've retreated from education. And as the church retreats from all these pillars of influence, the enemy goes and fills the gap.
Yeah. You know, most Christians will acknowledge the importance of Christian influence on the birthing of this nation.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be just as important in sustaining the nation?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the church is more interested in not upsetting anybody than standing for righteousness and standing for the Word of God in a lot of cases.
Yes. We have people that consider themselves patriots, but not necessarily true blue Christians, that see their freedoms being taken over. And actually, there's a returning to the Lord from a lot of people that are patriotic. They're listening to the Word. They want to hear what they want to know what God thinks. They want to hear what the church says.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the second segment because, you know, I've been listening to a lot of Lance Wallno. I've been listening to his podcast. To me, he's the epitome of the marketplace pastor. Because he's about, you know, don't get involved in your religion and your Christianity without making it an equal part of your business marketplace public square. And that's what this show is all about.
Right.
It's about connecting faith to the marketplace.
Lance is incredible. He's articulate. And he's one thing he doesn't give himself enough credit for, he's prophetic. Yeah. A lot of what he says, prophetic words come out of his mouth.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh, boy. We're going to catch up here a little bit. Next, after the letter to the American church on Monday, is May 4th, is the big pastor's breakfast luncheon for pastors to come from the whole region to come to Cornerstone Church and to hear from Mario Murillo.
Mario Murillo.
And he has some things he wants to share with him.
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing about Mario, he was just a street kid from San Francisco. And yet, for a long time now, Charles Finney, who everyone knows that word, that name, he's a big student of Charles Finney. He has a heart. He knows that Finney walked these grounds in this Western New York, especially Rochester area. But Mario is also a hybrid in that he's a student of Bonhoeffer. He'll quote Bonhoeffer a lot, and he sees the quiet, the silence of the church, and he's not afraid to speak about it. And so this leadership brunch, he's not speaking to the lost. He's going to speak to leaders.
Yeah.
He'd like to see business leaders there, elected officials, appointed officials, church pastors, ministers, ministry leaders, because he thinks he has a timely word to bring some fire, so to speak, into this region about speaking up. And so he says, get ready, because he's gonna talk about it, but he wants to talk to the leadership of this area.
It says on your website that he's going to discuss the challenges facing the church and how we can support each other.
Yeah.
He says that we're beyond a political solution. Mm-hmm. I love this. I don't know who said that we can't expect salvation coming in on Air Force One. And
right.
I still think that means you better vote for the guy that's going to make some righteous decisions policies. But
yes.
The country's not going to change until they get involved with what God's doing in their lives. But he promises an impartation that will wipe out discouragement, fear, and anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good for all pastors. And pastors, you know, you all have a strong business person in your congregation that we want, that I'm sure he'd like you to bring, because he wants to fill it with pastors and Christian businessmen.
That's right.
And men of influence.
Men of influence.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And it's a free brunch, but you have to register.
You have to register.
It's May 4th. You go to cornerstonebatavia.org and hit events, and you'll go right to it. It'll May 4th, 11:30. Doors open at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It's going to be at 8020 Bank Street in Batavia, but it's all right there. Just go register and make sure you get there for the pastor's brunch.
Yeah, you'll be given tickets, either online, electronic tickets, or you can print them, bring them to the door, and we'll be saving a seat for you.
All right, and there's more to come. There's a couple more events that we still got to talk to. Like I said, this church is, you're opening the doors wide open to national speakers, and there's more coming, but we're going to take our first Bible quote of the week, and it's Deuteronomy 31:6. We've been talking about courage. Be strong and of good courage.
Yes, sir.
Do not fear nor be afraid of them, the culture. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Fear not appears hundreds of times in the Bible, folks. What part of fear not don't we get? And that's brought to you by YPC Media. It's an online marketing agency that implements powerful digital tools to help your business grow by helping you be found when people are searching. Go to ypcmedia.com. And for video services, go to Stephen James Media. And we'll be right back.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares, your own personal Jesus.
Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program. But we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
As the Word tells us that all things are to be done decently and in order, we all have a desire to be more organized. Get Organized has been helping their clients effectively organize their living spaces with custom closets, pantries, garage storage systems, and more for over 30 years. Get Organized can be reached online at www.closetsrochester.com or by phone at 585-223-3646. Get Organized with Closets Rochester. WYSRochester.com today.
Good News Talk on the WYSL stations.
One time, one world.
And we're back. This is Mike Hennessy. This is Good News Talk, and I'm here with Pastor Paul Doyle, who has some exciting events coming to his church through the months of May and June. We've talked about a couple of them this Monday, April 29th. He's got Eric McTaxis's American Letter or Church to the
Letter to the
American Church, which is really I can't wait to see this movie. It's really about the timing of it and the propheticness of it is with the Palestinian riots and protests going on at the colleges.
Exactly.
And the anti-Semitism level that we've never seen in 50 years is happening at a time when this movie, part of it, is warning America against becoming like the German church,
yeah,
preceding the Holocaust.
Never thought I'd see it.
When they went along to get along, yeah, and they had an inkling what was going on. Many knew what was going on, but their indifference and their fear of speaking out allowed the Holocaust to happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and we see the college campuses are evidence that the next generation has been indoctrinated.
Big time. It's I also believe, you know, not to put my tinfoil hat on, but I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories that have been called conspiracy theories over the last 4 years that most of them have been proved true.
Proved true.
And and I think that what I see, what's going on in the college campuses, and I see what's going on at the border, and I see that I don't think these protests are going to quell down when colleges goes out of session at the end of May. I think these kids are going to be paid to stay there, and they're also being joined and by paid illegal aliens who have come across the border,
yeah,
and need something to do,
yeah,
and in order to keep that plastic card coming,
yeah,
to keep you in money, he's going to expect you to go and protest with these kids,
yeah,
on these campuses and in the streets of our city. I think the Palestine issue is going to replace the BLM issue of 2020,
yeah,
and I pray God would intervene and keep that from happening, and He can.
Yeah.
But it's not about fear; it's about being awake and,
yeah,
seeing what's going on.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about conspiracy theories. If that's true, then King David was a conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm, because throughout the Psalms that he wrote, he would cry out to the Lord and say, "Lord, extend your arm because they conspire together against me." And so conspiracies are not something you dream up. David knew that
yeah,
there was an agenda. There was an agenda against him, against God's nation, against God's people,
yeah,
and he recognized it. And
One man's conspiracy is another man's wisdom and discretion and discernment.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Right. And I believe that's what's going to happen with these protesters. They're going to be here all summer, and they're going to replace what was happening in the cities with BLM from 2020 buckle your seatbelt.
Yeah,
and because they're all being paid. They're all being paid by
In that vein, I think it's Proverbs. I want to say 29:4 says that a just leader or a just ruler will stabilize a country. In other words, one who brings justice. He says, but those who take bribes will ruin that same nation. And if you study scripture out, the word bribes or that form extortion and It is immensely throughout Scripture that you have to watch for. So all it takes is one person, one leader, one ruler to begin taking bribes where money, yeah, it says it will ruin an entire nation. And that's what I see. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. And I believe that our nation is not being run by the people that elected. It is now being ruled by leaders who are bribed. Money has come in, and we know, just check into it. And that's how timely modern scripture is. In God's infinite wisdom, He knew. He says there's nothing new under the sun. It happened then, and it can happen to us. And I believe that's what's happened to our nation.
The corruption, the level of corruption that has been going on at the top, and not for a long time, and it's on both sides. I think the reason you have half of the Republicans voting for all this money for Ukraine is because they're on the same kickback schedule that that Hunter and Joe were on.
It's been tainted. It is tainted, and it's tainted most likely with money.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the only thing that. So we've talked about the letter to the American Church on Monday night. We've talked about the May 4th pastor's brunch that's coming on Saturday, May 4th. And now the next thing you've got coming in the following week, May 10th, you have movie night with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. The movie's called Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And he's described as the most dangerous man in Iraq and Syria under Bush. And he became, I think it was the NSA advisor for Trump, National Security Advisor for Trump. And I didn't have time to really go into, I don't really know all the charges that came against him and for what, but I know that the warfare started with Flynn.
Right.
The warfare, this whole warfare where we're going to use our law system to go after our opponents.
Yeah.
Because I know that I remember that Obama, and he had a grudge. Flynn had said some things about Obama and knew where some skeletons
Obama
were.
Did
with
not
Obama,
like him, right?
And Obama wanted him out, and he got him out.
And they know how to go after him. I mean, just look at all the January 6th defendants that are in jail. I mean, if they want to go after you, they're going to go after you.
That's right.
Now,
it was Schumer that said it. You know, the intelligence community can get you seven ways from Sunday.
That's right. They're not.
And it's true.
And General Flynn will be there.
That's
at
amazing.
This movie. He's going to come.
May 10th.
And, there's tickets that you can purchase. Just go to our website or go to our social media pages, and you'll see links to where you can purchase tickets. There's still plenty of room, but he's going to have a question and answer period. I got to know General Flynn at the Reawaken America tour event at our church. I had some one-on-one time with him, and he's just true blue American. And one thing that he really wanted to, he wanted to pull out of me was scripture. He's had a new awakening in his life, the importance of God in this country, and he's hungry for the Word, hungry for Scripture, and he was pulling it out of me. It was fun to watch. You know, again, he reminds me of one of our nation's forefathers that were not necessarily ministers, but they knew the importance of Scripture, and they had an appetite for it.
Well, I think that's where Trump was, wasn't he?
Right.
He was a floundering Presbyterian.
That's right.
But then he started hearing. I don't know who it was. It Paula White or somebody got to him and started having some real conversations.
That's right.
And he was absolutely hungry and thirsty for that word once he got it.
Yeah. They begin to find, like, why do I have the morals in me that I have?
Yeah.
And they saw, oh my gosh, it is scriptural. It's biblical. The way that I was brought up, the way that my parents brought, it's why they dragged me to church, because this is why
there's
I practice
something we
this
want
stuff.
You to catch.
That's right. That's right. So like it's an awakening that takes place. I think it's happening in a lot of patriots in our nation. I'm believing that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So that's May 10th. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He's going to have a meet and greet. They're going to see the movie Deliver Truth and Whatever the Cost. And I have something I can't get out of, unfortunately, but I'd love to see that. And if I could buy that movie, I'd like to find out how I can get that and watch it. Now, the Taste of the Resistance, the headlining event, Sunday, June 23rd through Wednesday, June 26th, Living Truth with Mario Murillo and Lance Wellnum's coming
as
well.
That's right. Yeah, Mario will do the evening sessions. I believe Lance will be during the day. So it'll be a two-fisted punch. I just was on the phone with Mario today. I tried to get him into this show to speak into it.
Yeah.
But Wednesday, he finished up his Phoenix Crusades. He's under the weather. You can hardly understand him. His voice is gone. And so
I get it. And Lance, I was reached out to Lance, and he actually texted me. He said he couldn't be there Friday, but he's going to be coming on the show over the next couple weeks.
Good.
We're going to find a place to bring Lance on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm sure we'll be able to find
Lance
Mario. Come on, too.
These two guys are some of the most important voices in our nation now. In our nation,
amen.
But he's looking forward to these the Living Proof tent meetings in Batavia at Cornerstone Church. As many of people know, he was here several years ago, and there was between 3,000 to 5,000 per night when he came.
four nights of powerhouse hope and healing. And there's, you know, the supernatural follows Mario Murillo wherever he goes.
Yes.
Renewal, refilling, healing follows him wherever he goes. He's one of God's men in this country. He's using him. He's an anointing on him that you can't deny it.
Yeah. The first time I saw him, I actually saw him on TV where he had an altar call, and it reminded me of the days of Billy Graham when he would put a call out, and the altars were flooded with people that were tangibly wanted to show they were coming back to the Lord or coming to him. That will take place. I was stunned the number of healings. He's not a faith preacher like you might think, but healings take place at these meetings. Really, truth takes place. He talks truth, and he'll even see progressives and liberals come to his meetings and then hear truth, and they begin to convert. It's an astonishing gathering that I've seen. It's why we welcome him here. But he has quite an anticipation for these meetings. He's bringing his biggest tent. It's four times as large as the one that we provided at our
meetings. And how many people came to the last one about?
I know the first night it was over 4. People couldn't even get in. It was in pouring rain.
Yeah.
But they estimate it was over 5,000. And then subsequently it was about between 3,000 to 4,000 a night. This tent will be able to hold 5,000 people.
Awesome. And, you know, like I said, I think a lot of folks, I think there's a lot of people that are disenfranchised with their faith. I think there's been a lot of, you know, movement in the Catholic Church. There's been a lot of movement, and there's a lot of, you know, COVID brought a lot of change in people's hearts and minds. And now, you know, we're in this time of rapid inflation. We're in times of immorality on display. We're in a time of lawlessness and fear. You know, most of the suburbs, you talk to anybody in the suburbs, they're not coming anywhere near Rochester, New York, the city, because of the level of violence, you know. And I see the violence with, I work with youth every week. And, you know, last year we had 60 kids under 18 shot last year. Now think about the four major high schools. Did you know anybody in high school that was shot when you're high school when you're a kid?
No.
You've got kids that, at the four major high schools that potentially know 15 kids who were shot in their high school. Imagine that, you know.
Imagine.
And then that settled down a little bit. And the year after that, 60 kids under 18 were caught stealing a car, if not multiple cars. And do you know anybody that stole a car when you were in high school?
No.
You know, these kids know 15 kids who stole a car in their high school. So they don't feel safe in their neighborhoods. They don't feel safe in their rec centers. You know, it turns out that there were three shootings at two of the most popular rec centers last year. You know, it's the OK Corral out there. These kids don't feel safe.
Yeah.
And they're coming here and they're finding a Christ culture and they're finding a safe sanctuary. Enough with my commercial. What I'm here to say, people need to find some faith.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people that are looking for, they're either disenfranchised from the faith they knew, or they're looking for something that is going to be have more substantial part of their lives.
Yeah.
And this tent meeting, And you know, there may be, listen, this is a conservative radio station. It's a secular radio station. This is a faith-based show. But I'm saying that you may think of a tent meeting and think about preaching and think about supernatural miracles and healing is off the chart. But it's true. It's real. And this is something that you should experiment and try with at this time in your life.
Yeah. Well, the tent meeting, as you mentioned, they're non-denominational, so it's just neutral ground. That's what's nice about a tent.
Yeah.
It's not in a church building,
yeah.
So no one's signing up for membership or anything like that. You mentioned something when we were off air. You said that the Bible says God does not change,
yeah.
which is truth. The ones who change is people, and we're the ones that try and deliver what God is saying. But we mess it up. Churches mess it up. Ministers like me, we may mess it up. When man gets their hands on it, they can mess things up and it can disillusion people. But the bottom line is faith equals truth. In other words, people are looking for truth.
Amen.
People are looking for. I can't imagine what the young people are, how they even look forward to life right now. What are they looking forward to? And so what they need, the Bible says that they will know the truth and the truth will make them free.
Amen.
I believe that we are in a time right now where our freedoms are in jeopardy. And so you can be free just where you're at in the state of mind that you're in. And I believe that that's what faith does. Lord, tell me, what's the reality of this? What do I have to look forward to?
Amen.
And I believe that's what God can do for somebody is bring sanity, bring truth back into their life.
Peace.
Don't look at people. Don't look at man. That's right.
Bring peace.
That's right.
Into your spirit.
That's right. And yeah. So this is a good time. It's usually when people go running to the Lord is when things aren't very hunky-dory,
yeah.
And they're not right now. And so let truth come in. However, whatever church or whatever minister or whatever Christian leader appeals to you, look for truth in it. Because I tell you what, you're not going to find it in mainstream media. we're living in a day now where you almost have to go underground to get the truth.
If you're experiencing any level of depression, if you're experiencing any level of anxiety, if you're experiencing any level of fear based on what's going on in the world around you, I'm begging you, go to this meeting.
Yeah.
And you will find that you can be relieved of all that.
Yeah.
You will find, I guarantee you, it's what's missing in your life is
right.
The faith element in your life. And I was saying before we started the show, I'm rereading the book of Revelations. And in book of Revelations, it's the lead up until the 7 years of tribulation. And I can tell you that everything that happens in the first 3.5 years of tribulation is happening right now in a minor form.
Yeah.
There's pestilence. There's COVID. There's famine. There's inflation.
Yeah.
There's lawlessness. There's bail reform.
All predicted.
There's earthquakes. There's floods. There's fires. There's signs in the sky.
Yeah.
Eclipses.
Right.
When that eclipse made this my parking lot out here dark for 3.5 minutes, I was brought right to this is what it must have been like standing at the foot of the cross. When Jesus says it's finished and the earth and the sun went dark.
Right.
It was 3 hours then, not 3 minutes, but that's what it felt like.
Right, right.
And these are signs of the times and Matthew says, the red sun in the afternoon means a pleasant day, but you know the signs of the times, but you don't know the signs of the times for the spiritual things in life.
Yeah.
And he's showing them to us right now.
Yeah.
They're happening. He's showing you now that remember, read what I say is coming in the tribulation, and let me show you exactly the series that's happening now. He's trying to warn people that it's coming.
You know, some of your listeners might think, well, you know, I'm not a religious person, or I don't know Bible, and I'm not churchy. But people seek solace in different ways. There might be a TV show that you got to see, or there's something that you take time out to do. Take time out to go to these meetings.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, it may actually have what you're looking for, because it won't feel churchy to you. It won't feel religious to you. And just the average guy or gal can go and just see if God doesn't speak to you through these meetings.
No, Mario is a very, very unchurchy guy. Very welcoming. He's a regular Joe.
Regular guy.
And you can have a conversation with him just like you could either one of us. And Lance, the reason I love Lance Walno is because he's all about connecting faith in the marketplace, connecting his faith with the public square, connecting. It's not just about going to church. It's about how are we interacting in our business? How are we interacting in our vocational lives? And so he's a very practical deliverer of the gospel.
Yeah.
you'll be really impressed with both.
And I would encourage, you know, you might not believe in a spiritual healing power, but you maybe you've been suffering with backaches or arthritis or a number of things. I cannot tell you how many reports come to us after these meetings. People, there's one gal that had a spinal injury from her volleyball days, that she was sitting in the back of the tent. Nobody prayed over her, and she went
home. Not expecting anything.
Not expecting anything. And it no longer exists. It's gone.
Amen.
And I can't tell you how many reports. I believe
just
that
being in the environment.
Just being in the environment.
In the air, and you catch it.
You caught it. Yeah, and so, you know.
It's true.
Just what do you got to lose?
Hey, I didn't believe in healing until I saw it.
right.
And yeah. Here's an opportunity for you to experience, because I can almost guarantee there'll be someone will be healed of something.
That's right.
Because I don't think he's ever gone anywhere in the last few years where somebody isn't healed of something.
Yeah.
It's just there's anointing on him for it.
Yeah. Bring your expectation, even bring your skepticism, and just say, Lord.
Yeah. God's not afraid of your argument.
He is not afraid.
You could go, you have an argument with God all the way out. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in this healing. I don't think it's for today. I think it died with the apostles. It's all a bunch of hooey. Have that discussion with God.
Bring it.
He loves it. He goes, he just smiles and says, this is great.
Yeah.
Have I got something for you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back in the third segment and just kind of review everything, but we're out of time for the second segment. We're going to go to our second Bible quote of the week, and it's Joshua 1:9. It's one of my favorite life verses. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God promises to go with us when we go into the lion's den or the fiery furnace. Why are we apprehensive to go into a school board meeting and speak the truth? And that's brought to you by Odell Family Chiropractic. Dr. Norman Odell has been serving the Rock community from Webster and Henrietta for 26 years and wants to be your solution for your back and spine issues by treating your whole person. It's your life. Do it well at Odell Family Chiro. And here's a great, familychiro.com. And here's a great opportunity if you're looking for a job. Norman Odell is looking for a chiropractic assistant. He's got looking for 30 hours a week. You're working with patients. You're doing computer work. You're scheduled. There's no chiropractic knowledge required, and go to OdellFamilyChiro.com and see if that's for you. And we'll be right back.
Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program. But we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
I've been a mechanic for years. Before there was a computer in every car, and before you needed to make sure your customers can find you online. It's not an easy thing, tending to your core business while worrying about your internet presence or a dozen other things you're not so sure about. But you do what you can do. I got a great mechanic, Ferg, but he's not building me a website. And then I got lucky. Somebody told me about YPC Media. And I finally found everything I needed. The team at YPC Media understood my strengths, anticipated my needs, and they were there for me at every turn. YPC Media lets me do what I do best, keeping your car in tip-top shape while they keep up my online presence. Now I can focus on the car engines, and they can focus on the search engines.
Do you believe the power that created the body can heal the body? Are headaches a result of not enough aspirin? We must wake up to the fact that our current healthcare system is not keeping us healthy. Dr. Odell, a local chiropractor, is ready to help you join the thousands of others he's helped find the cause so you can live the life you are called to. Go to OdellFamilyChiro.com or call 585-671-9210 for a $37 evaluation. It's time to take control of your health and life.
Good News Talk on the WYSL stations.
And we're back. This is Mike Hennessy, and you're listening to Good News Talk, and we're wrapping up a great conversation with Pastor Paul Doyle, who has just a It's of biblical times out there at Cornerstone Church in Batavia, everything you got going on out there. You know, we're beginning on Monday, the 29th. That's this Monday. If you're listening to this show, you're showing the powerful film from Eric Metaxas, The Letter to the American Church. It starts at 5:30 with dinner. There's worship and testimonies, and then 6:30 you're going to see the film, but you've got to register. And that's at www.cornerstonebatavia.com.
org.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next, May 4th, tell us about the Pastor's Brunch on Saturday, May 4th, real briefly, your Reader's Digest version.
It's our third one. Mario Marilla will be here. Pastors, ministry leaders, elected officials, business leaders, business people are welcome to come. Or if you're a ministry leader in a church, he has a timely word to bring unity to our region and to speak into some of the everyday things that people are going through. And how do we equip leaders how to speak, embolden our leaders? And it's so needed right now. I personally put out a call to people, come and become relevant. Let Mario equip you with the posturing that we need for these perilous times that they seem to be.
Amen. He's the man God's using right now.
He is.
Come hear him.
Yes.
On May 10th, a week from the a week later, it's movie night with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He is, like I said, he's described as one of the most dangerous men in Iraq and Syria during the Bush years and the War on Terror. His movie is called Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. He also became the National Security Advisor for President Trump, and he's going to have a meet and greet.
Yes.
And he's going to be able to answer your questions. I'd love to hear from this guy.
Yeah.
He's such a patriot. And, you know, I'd love to ask him, define for me what a Christian nationalist is. I'd love to hear him. I'd love to hear what he'd say, because the left wants to use that as something negative. I said, yeah, I love my country and I love Jesus.
That's right.
What else you got?
That's right.
Amen. And I love my fellow man, and I pray for my enemies.
Right. Is that supposed to be an insult?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. And then that's May 10th. And then you're going to go into 4 nights of powerhouse hope and healing word through the 26th with The Living Truth with Mario Marilla and Lance Wellno. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and Mario says, is it okay if we extend it if we need to? Mm. And so...
Yeah, it starts on Sunday night and goes through Wednesday, but it can keep going.
It could. That's, I mean, a real revival that may happen.
Yeah.
So the crowds will come in the evening, and then even in the afternoon, it'll be a smaller crowd, but Lance Wellno will be speaking, and you'll be able to meet him. Yeah. He'll be there in person. Again, I think he's one of the most important voices in the nation right now. He's articulate. He's learned. He just has an incredible perspective that leaders call on. And so he's a leader's leader. He goes and equips leaders. And here, and what's interesting, you know, whether it's Michael Flynn or Lance Wellno or Mario Marilla, they don't go all over the country. They pick specific strategic areas to come to.
Yeah.
And this Western New York, they see as a strategic place. This isn't a Batavia, man.
Yeah.
This is Western New York.
Yeah.
So if you're within driving distance, you need to be here, because it's almost like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We simply provide the venue. We do not make money off of this as a church. If anything, it costs us quite a bit. We underwrite a lot of this. Why do we do it? Because we believe if we don't, that we're just folding up shop. But I don't want to do that.
Amen.
It's our passion that drives us. And so
these men are the men that are the best at making the case why the church needs to be involved in government, and the church needs to be involved and engaged with what the culture, engaged with what's going on in the world. If you've been frustrated that your church has just been unengaged with what's going on in culture, you need to be here.
You need to be here. Amen. Make some kind of step, some kind of gesture that, man, I want to be involved with this in some way, shape, or form, if not just being here for that.
All right, we're out of time. So that's go to cornerstonebatavia.org and all the, go to the events, and you'll see everything listed in order right there. You can make your plans and put it in your calendar. We've got to go to our third Bible quote of the week, and it's Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. I love this. Tony Perkins says this after his radio every night. The church needs to take its stand. Too much of it is willing to allow the world to go ahead and crash and burn. But we're admonished to possess and occupy till he returns. These are not passive directions. And we got to go to our sponsors. Thank you, YPC and Stephen James Media, Odell Family Chiropractic, Get Organized Closets and Storage, Rochester Youth for Christ. Pastor Paul, thanks for coming. Godspeed.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, as always, get out there and give him heaven.
Mary is his mother. He is his cue, minus language. In a compound country kind of guy. Yes, he is. No.